Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's start. We've already mentioned him. Let's start off with Mr. LeBron James. LeBron, as you've said, in your opinion, Rob, LeBron came to Los Angeles not to play basketball, but to be Meryl Streep.
That's right.
And that is funny.
And there's nothing,
I don't laugh anymore because I've heard it like 2,700 times.
But you do love
times.
That, right?
But it's funny. It's definitely funny.
It makes sense from the standpoint of this, Chris. Just always remember, if I were to say he came here to be a movie star, that doesn't register.
Right.
If I said he came here to be Denzel Washington, does that register?
No.
Meryl Streep.
It registers, but it's not funny.
Right.
Right.
Meryl Streep
is hilarious.
And Meryl Streep's a great actress, right?
I mean, actress. It's
not, yeah. Right, or actress. That's what women call it.
That throws a whole other twist into it.
Right.
She's a female actress.
But she's great,
actress.
Though, is yes, what I'm saying. It's
tremendous.
Not like I picked some also-ran. I'm saying he wants to be of that caliber. But, yeah, I believe that that's his number one. And if they win a championship, okay, that's number two.
At this point, it's just win a playoff game.
Yeah, or right. It's playoff series.
But, anyway, to that end, whether you believe he came here for Hollywood first and basketball second, the fact of the matter is this. He is lighting it up in Hollywood. I know you said that in jest. I mean, you're serious, but you made a joke out of it.
No, I know. Right.
But he's doing his thing. I mean, he's got the Space Jam movie is going to be coming up.
If I'm a Laker fan paying $500 for tickets, I'm not interested in that.
I'm interested because his documentary, especially as an African-American, his documentary that he's running now on Showtime, Shut Up and Dribble. I watched part one that came out, I guess, a week ago. Excellent. And now
I've seen bits and pieces.
Excellent. Part two is coming out in this Saturday, and it's going to focus on, because the whole point of Shut Up and Dribble is a playoff Laura Ingram, Fox News commentator who told LeBron after he criticized President Trump, shut up and dribble, LeBron.
Right.
And so he used that to create this documentary, he's the executive producer, about basketball players. Not athletes, at least from what I've seen so far. Basketball players, NBA players, African-American NBA players, and their quest to, whether they are outspoken or not, but how they have dealt with over the years and how they'll deal with it now and maybe going forward in terms of social issues, speaking out, making an impact, and things like that. So part two, we haven't seen it yet. Like I said, it's coming out this weekend. Part two will focus on, or at least to some degree, Michael Jordan. And the fact that we all know Michael Jordan often was criticized, as great as he was on the basketball court, he was often criticized.
I wrote
by
many
you,
columns. I
right,
wrote
by
many
you
columns.
And many others.
Yes.
For his lack of, or his unwillingness to speak out on social issues,
right,
particularly those facing African Americans.
He was more about selling, I always used to say, selling soda pop and T-shirts and sneakers. That's what he was interested in. He didn't want to ruffle anybody's feathers who potentially could buy something from him. That's the life that he wanted to live, and I thought he should be criticized for that because he had a platform that most would die for.
No question.
And I'm not asking him to speak out against everything. That's not his place. He's a basketball player, but there were certain issues that he could have spoken about. I always said that with Tiger Woods. I remember the one that was out there when down in Augusta, they didn't allow women.
Right.
And if Tiger would have said, hey, I'm not going to play there unless you guys allow all people, women, people of color, to be members here. This is not 1925.
Right.
Right? He could have easily had an impact.
Right.
And don't tell me that if Tiger Woods said he would never play Augusta until they allow women.
It would have been changed before the words were out of his mouth.
Yes. This is what I'm
before the sentence was over.
That's making change. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want him to get on a soapbox and talk about the admissions at Michigan or other things that he's not really involved in, or you know what I mean,
right,
that don't touch
right,
him. I don't expect him to stand up against everything and speak out against every situation. But there are some where it would be nice not to act like it's not happening.
Right,
that's
right.
all. And the same thing with Michael Jordan. As great of a player he is, and I can't look past him as a player, like, but he can be criticized for other stuff that he did not do.
As a player, yeah. And the thing is, and my feeling is, look, African-Americans are 12, 13% of the American population. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be progressive, liberal, whatever, to know that blacks have been oppressed in this country. And it didn't end with when slavery ended. It went on through the 60s, and then you still see oppression today and discrimination today. And because we're only such a small part of the population, you only have so many means by which to get your freedom, your equality, and your justice. Okay. And one of the ways, because African Americans are so dominant in sports and entertainment, music, television, comedy, whatever, those are two ways that African Americans can use to get freedom, justice, and equality. I would argue that athletes, black athletes, did just as much or close to as much for integration as the civil rights movement did.
Oh, no. There's no doubt about
right?
it.
Because the American, mainstream America is so much into sports.
No.
And when black athletes began to dominate sports and become beloved and idolized by white fans.
And starting with Jackie Robinson.
Right.
I mean, that changed the whole country. I mean, people really...
No question. It was like, how can you leave mainstream society segregated when sports now are integrated?
Right.
And we see the benefits of the integration.
And then all of a sudden, like even it turned in college football where schools were losing to teams with black
players.
Bear
Bryant.
All of a sudden, Bear Bryant was like, wait a minute.
Let me go get
a black. Maybe I should get a couple
right.
black guys on my team. I'm
right.
trying to win.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden it all changed. So, yes.
That's why we want. Because a lot of white Americans say, well, I didn't nobody ask Larry Bird to be outspoken.
He didn't have to do that.
Or, you know,
it's you're the majority.
Chris Sale or
you're
whoever you want to say.
You're the majority. You
right.
know,
it's, well, and this, let's just face it. The society was set up for success. There was no oppression. There was no discrimination against whites systemically and all that.
Right.
You know, and so we have two completely different histories when it comes to this nation.
And then here's the other part.
And contemporary plights as well.
Here's the other part. Too often, this is where that whole sellout thing comes with the talk of black athletes.
Right.
Is that, you know, like they're comfortable, they're doing their thing, and they act like their family and everybody else still living in that other world. And you act like nothing's going on.
Right.
Like, and that's why.
Well,
even
OJ Simpson was the greatest example of that. But there have been many.
But
and there's many today, too.
That's why the 1968 Olympics was so. There was turmoil going on and riots all over the country and stuff going on. And those guys, on their shining moment.
John Carlos, Tommy
right,
Smith.
Decided that they were going to bring attention to something that was important.
Right.
When you see
that
man, that's
important.
Wildly important.
No question.
You know what? There, and it was their moment. And this is what people got to always understand. Can't always be selfish like, oh, I'm not going to do this. This is not going to ruin my moment. Right. I always wanted to do this my whole life. Same thing. Kurt Flood, we talked about him not too long ago, Chris. He was a really good baseball
right.
player. Gave up his baseball career. For free agency, not just for baseball, for all
right.
sports, free agency.
Well, let me say this.
So that's why when guys who are stars, like a Michael Jordan, don't speak up or don't say anything, right. people get bothered by it.
Jim Brown said, and he was obviously a great superstar in the NFL, he said, he kind of addressed that issue years ago. He said, look, when you become a superstar athlete, you get treated like a king.
Right. It's totally
different. Your blackness almost, in some ways, becomes an advantage. Like whites idolize Michael Jordan, Jim Brown, you know, all these other great African-American athletes. So he said, it's very easy for you. Now you got this huge house. You got all this money.
All these
Everybody
friends,
treats
right.
you like a superstar. The celebrities, the Hollywood stars, they love you. They want to hang out with you. Business, rich, wealthy, white businessmen want to be your friend and all that. He said, it's very easy to forget what masses of African-American people are still going through. And that's what some of these athletes, it's not even a purposeful sellout. It's just getting caught up in their celebrity and their lifestyle.
But the only thing
and is, forgetting where other people came from.
Yeah.
And where they came from.
But then the sad part is down the road, you know, you always get reminded. So, I you know what I mean? Like, you might live that world and then you're out of the league. People don't even know who you are. What?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about like the superstars. But well, there's a lot.
Again, I hate to keep bringing him up because we know what O.J. Right. Simpson is, his situation now. But he said, I'm not black.
I'm O.J.
I'm O.J.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for Broussard's Big Six disappointments of the NBA season thus far.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six. Number six.
Houston Rockets, 4-5 out the gate. Their defense is falling off the map. They're one of the better defensive teams in the league last year. That's why they contended with Golden State. Now they're a joke defensively. And look, they're going to turn it around, become a good team. But I'm disappointed because I don't think they're going to be able to contend with the Warriors.
Number five.
LeBron start with the Lakers. Now, I know it's 27 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and I know maybe he's coasting, trying to see what the young boys can do. But the fact is, as you pointed out, Rob Parker, 5 of their 6 losses have been there for the taking. That's why you bring in LeBron James.
Right.
He didn't do it, and that's why they're 4-6. His season's not over. I'm expecting him to be MVP. He hasn't played like the MVP thus far. So LeBron's at number 5.
Number 4.
Number 4 is Jimmy Butler's handling of his trade situation. Look, I got no problem with Jimmy Butler wanting to be traded. That's his right.
The Butler
but
did it.
But be professional and show up, play the games, play hard, and turn Minnesota into a winner, especially when you got 2 great talents in Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and a nice supporting cast. That's how you're going to get traded. Show how valuable you are by making them win, not just pouting and complaining and sitting games out.
Number 3.
Number 3, this one's a surprise you. Kawhi Leonard. He sat out 4 of their 11 games. If he kept up this pace, he would only play 52 games, Rob.
Wow.
He's playing tremendous. He's playing on an MVP
and
level.
They're
so
rolling.
Is the team. But yeah, but he's sitting out too many games. I'm disappointed.
Number 2.
Philadelphia 76ers, 6-5 winning record, but my goodness, you're supposed to be a contender in the Eastern Conference. And I'm pointing the finger at Ben Simmons. Didn't improve his jump shot hardly at all. Down averaging in points now to 14 games. Down in assists, 7.5. Has not attempted a three-pointer all year. And then Markelle Fultz, come on. Number 1 pick, 9 points a game, 39% shooting. I'm disappointed.
Number 1.
The Washington Wizards. My goodness, 2-8.
Call them the Bullets.
John Wall just got a super max contract a couple years ago. I'm sorry. I like John Wall. He's a very good talent. You got to trade him. Got to break this up. Hard to trade him though with a super max deal. You got Dwight Howard there. He hasn't helped. I know he's been hurt. It's a mess in Washington, and I'm very disappointed. Those are Broussard's Big Six disappointments thus far.
It's hard to argue with those. A
lot of disappointments so far. I could have thrown in Utah, New Orleans.
It's still early, though.
They get it together, but so far.
Yeah, I get it. There are teams. But the other one, though, the Rockets, though, they started out, what were they, 1-4? So they actually are playing better.
They've won 3
Am I right?
Straight.
Yeah, so okay. I was going to say.
And remember, Harden's out for injury. Chris Paul.
Right, but they've made the turn. They're going to get to where they need to go.
You think they're going to get to where they were last year?
No, not exactly there. Not exactly there.
Well, not record-wise, but come playoff time, will they be the second-best team in the West?
I don't think so.
Okay, so that's tough, man.
I don't know. There's something I
who
don't
is
know.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's
who will
a good
be.
Question.
It's wide open.
Yeah,
that's why again, if I'm Magic Johnson, I'm thinking, why not us?
Because you got no outside shooting and you can't play defense.
And you got LeBron James.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And my man Rob Parker, not surprisingly, you've come to expect this, but he has a strong take on one John Calipari. I'm just going to give you the floor, man.
Chris, you know me.
Well, let's set the tone. Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats were blown off the floor
by Duke last night.
They're the number two ranked team in the country. Duke was number four, obviously, rankings
are early. And Calipari came out and said, hey, we were outcoached and we were outplayed and, you know, he took his lumps. So he wasn't hiding from it or making any excuses for himself or his team's performance, which is fine. But I'm just saying the bigger picture to me is that John Calipari is a fraud. I'm sorry. And I know about recruiting and the players.
So
that
when
have
you
come
when you say fraud, you mean not a good basketball coach?
No, because he hasn't been able to capitalize on all those players, Chris. Not only that, he failed in the NBA, goes to college, he started getting all the players, right? He's been everywhere. All the players. He's won one championship. When you look at and make a roster of the players that John Calipari's had, he should have more than one championship.
I mean, just off the top of my head, Derrick Rose, John Wall, Karl Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins.
Stop.
That's just off the top of my head. I know I'm missing
You're missing other players. That's what I'm saying.
Marcus Camby, that was at Massachusetts.
But he had him.
Yeah.
I think,
in the college game, recruiting is a big part of it. That's like part of your job.
I get that.
And you got – It recruits well as anybody in the country. I mean, that's obvious.
But this is
now. I would agree. His in-game coaching leaves something to be desired.
But
that's where it comes that he hadn't won, but more than one title.
But here's my thing, and I've always said this about everything. Anybody can win one. The stars aligned. You get that. Jim Boeheim's been the coach at Syracuse for 45 years. How many championships, Chris?
One, right?
And that was when Carmelo Anthony had an unbelievable tournament run.
So you don't think Boeheim's
absolutely not.
I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame already. I was going to say, he's a Hall of Fame.
But he's been there for longevity, and I get it. The program's always in there.
And it's been a great program. But in college, because Dean Smith won what, three?
Yeah.
Did Dean Smith win three?
I think he won.
Bobby Knight won three. You don't win a ton in college.
I'm not saying you're going to win 10. You got to – Tom Izzo. He won in 2000, Chris. This is what? The 2018, 2019.
He's got one Izzo?
One
championship. You don't think he's a good coach either?
All I'm saying is at some point to separate yourself to when people think you're great, you got to win than one.
A lot
of guys can win one. Judd Heathcote won one at Michigan State with Magic Johnson and Gregory Kelser.
Do you see
what I'm saying?
Okay, look. If you want to tell me John Calipari is not on the level of the Bobby Knight.
He's fraudulent.
Shashevsky, guys like that, even Dean Smith. I'll buy that. But just for what he's done, you got to give him – I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, I get what you're saying because I think the one where they lost the championship when Mario Chalmers hit that three-pointer, that was Calipari's fault.
Coaching.
Foul him. They were down. They were up two. Foul him so he can't beat you with the three-pointer.
Right.
And, you know, the rest is history. But so I'll give you that. Look, I covered Calipari. I was writing for the New York Times when he coached the Nets. One stint in the NBA. His first year there, he had some success the year before I got there. They had Kerry Kittles, Keith Van Horn. They made the playoffs. They you know, played the Bulls pretty well when they got beat in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Cal, and that's why I thought he would be good for
college. Were you there when he got into it with Dan Garcia? Was Dan Garcia on the beat?
That was a year before I got there. Yeah,
right, from the Newark Star Ledger. Remember that?
Made a racial slur about him.
Dan was
Mexican, made a racial slur about him. Calipari was a salesman. When we coached, I was a beat writer, and he would talk to us like
he was selling you something.
Yeah, yeah, and you could see it, and that didn't work with the NBA players.
But it
works
in college.
The veterans were like, yo, dude, like, what did you do? Yeah, in college, that works. And I always thought he's had all his success in college. That works. But in the NBA, you can't be a salesman See, these you're dealing with grown men.
But here's my point.
The hammer on them.
You gotta have the. You gotta get the talent. He gets the talent.
He gets the talent.
All I'm saying is, Chris, easily, he should have two or three championships, considering the players and the type of player. 1 year, didn't five of his players get drafted in the first round?
But I think that was the year they went 38-0 and then lost to Wisconsin in Final Four. The one thing is this. This is another thing, though, Rob. I'm not going to go as far as fraud. I don't think he's a legendary coach, but I think he's been a great, you know, you got it. He's a Hall of Fame coach. And I do think deservedly just because of his recruiting and who he's gotten. But the thing about college too, Rob, is it's one and done. I don't mean the players. I mean, you lose and you're
Krzyzewski
out. Krzyzewski
has one and done players and he's winning,
no,
still
I don't
winning
mean players. I mean, in the tournament.
Krzyzewski's doing can, it and
he's
still
winning.
He's
not a Krzyzewski. He's not as good as Krzyzewski.
Okay,
I'll give you that. But there's a big gap between Krzyzewski and fraud. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
considering the players that he's gotten over the years and the recruiting, I'm just saying he should have been, if he's any kind of coach, which I apparently got an issue, I don't think he is, because you got to win with that. There's coaches that don't have a lot of talent.
He should have more than one talent.
That's
all.
Anybody can win one, I guess, is my point. Anybody. The stars align. You get a hot player. You run through the tournament, right? And you can win.
It'd be interesting to see the names of coaches that have won NCAA titles. Because in NCAA, it ain't a lot of them, right?
What do you mean?
It's not a lot of – you don't see that many just ho-hum coaches.
So Jay Wright, without any big stars –
Jay Wright's a good coach.
This is my point. Jay Wright, without any, like, mega stars –
Well, he got guys going to the NBA,
I'm not saying that, but he don't have the roster that Calipari had.
No.
That's what I'm saying, but he's won two championships. He's won two.
Calipari has had the best rosters for, what, the last decade?
Not this year. But
no.
Right.
But it's still a good one. And they got treated like a scout team yesterday. I mean, literally. That's not even an over-exaggeration.
No.
Look, I'm with you again.
It was like you were running the point last night.
Not a legendary coach. Not a legendary coach, but, you know, yeah, he should have more than one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Damn, son!
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot!
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot! The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
All right, this week, I'm giving him some points for courage. 10-year NBA vet, NBA analyst, outspoken as they come, which I respect and like about him. Ryan Hollins, welcome to the hot seat.
Fellas, what's going on? The nicest thing you say to me as we talk.
You're right about that. Upset with you for not coming in studio because it wasn't on TV.
You're being a prima donna on us or what? When we get our TV show,
right.
I bet you'll be in here.
Right.
I ain't know how important this was. I'm up with the street, dog. Y'all know I could be there. Whatever.
That's why we thought we would be. It's all good.
If you really want me there, I'll be there.
Next time.
Rob said, light skinned and all that. He said when we get done with you, you're gonna be as black as Zion Williamson.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to pour barbecue sauce on your skin.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, guys, it is the hot seat on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. You know how it works. Someone takes a seat in the hot seat to defend three of their most controversial sports takes. Ryan Hollins in the hot seat today. His first hot seat topic, he thinks that Anthony Davis might not be considered a superstar. Ryan, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
For one, he hasn't won anything. For two, the greatest ability is availability. He hasn't been available. You guys get excited with a guy scoring numbers in the regular season. I'm looking at wins and losses. He's more Robin than Batman. Last year, it was Rajon Rondo who took over and changed the culture of that team. And when this man actually makes some playoff noise, not some regular season playoff noise, now we'll anoint you. Now we'll talk to you. But don't call this man the... Ooh.
Was Carmelo Anthony ever a superstar? Was Tracy McGrady ever a superstar? Was Vince Carter ever a superstar? Was Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, were they ever superstars, Mr. Hollins?
He's not supposed to answer. Keep going.
They won no titles. I'm just saying, this dude is killing in the regular season. Everybody, if we limit it to people that have led their teams to titles, who we got? LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. He's a superstar. Now, he does need to be healthier. I'll give you that.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, am I okay?
Yeah.
You want to put speechless. Him along the likes of LeBron James. You want to put him along the likes of guys who won.
I didn't mention LeBron.
Kobe.
I ain't mentioned none of them.
You are, because that's how you guys label this guy. The surefire MVP of this season? Are you kidding me? Is the dude going to make it to 82 games? Is the dude going to make it to 82? Like, I cannot believe. Like, he's a baller. He gets his numbers, okay? I compare him to even a guy like KG, one of my favorite teammates. But KG needed Paul Pierce to get a ring. That's what he needed. And I love Kevin to death. That's my big brother. He changed my career. Anthony Davis is Robin. He ain't Batman, dog. He ain't Batman. You can't tell me he is.
What are you watching, Commissioner Gordon? What do you mean he ain't Batman? He is Batman down in New Orleans. And you know what happened? His numbers and that team only got better when Boogie Cousins was gone. He got better. And this whole notion, you know, that you can't be great unless you have already won a championship. Tell Elgin Baylor that. Tell Charles Barkley that. Tell Patrick Ewing, Karl Malone, John Stockton. The list goes on and on and on. Allen Iverson was great. He didn't win Jack. Stop it.
Round one of the hot seat goes to Ryan Hollins.
Stop it. You got to be kidding me.
We're moving on now. Round number two. Ryan believes that Derrick Rose, after dropping 50 last week, that his comeback might be on par with Tiger Woods' comeback in golf. Ryan, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
For one, the thing about Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods had to learn his body over again. He had to learn from going all with the power and the guy who had a 300-pound bench press to learn how to hit the ball again. Derrick Rose couldn't shoot the basketball. When he was the MVP of the league on the scouting report, the dude would knock down threes, dunk on you. He did everything. Derrick Rose has found his shot. He still is great. He's still incredibly athletic. And what the man did is simply amazing. I've never seen it. Come on, man.
Here we go again. You know when these players turn into reporters and analysts, they live with the prisoner of the moment. Stop it. Tiger Woods, what did he do after that? Did he win a major? Did I miss something? And Derrick Rose had a great night. He ain't back, baby. Stop it. Put together a string of games. Show me that you can stay healthy. You just ripped on Anthony Davis, and Derrick Rose has been hurt his whole career. How dare you? What are you talking about?
Is this my turn?
Your turn. It is your turn. Also,
listen, the one thing about Derrick Rose, if you didn't watch him play against the Clippers, he literally just put up over 20 points, balled out, and put the team on his back. And a guy by the name of Jimmy Butler, Selfish Jimmy, even has to bow down to a guy like Derrick Rose and has the highest form of respect for Derrick. So Derrick Rose is playing great basketball. Tom Thibodeau, whether you like him or not, he knows basketball. He told you that Derrick Rose is playing at a high level. Is he MVP Derrick Rose? No, but he's pretty darn good.
What comeback? That's what I'm wondering. What comeback? Derrick Rose has 50 points in one game. He ain't back to what he used to be. When he's leading a team to 60 wins and averaging 24 points a game, putting the team on his back, then he'll be back. And Tiger Woods, he won a little tournament. How many guys do that? Tiger Woods isn't back.
Ask about the Ryder Cup.
He fell apart in the Ryder Cup. Tiger Woods has always been about majors. Neither one of them is back to what they used to be. That's all I'm saying.
Derrick Rose came back. Nobody cared.
Round two of the hot seat.
They're 4-7. 4-7.
Goes back to Ryan Hollins because Rob Parker and Chris Broussard keep swinging after the bell. Chris looks upset.
Ryan Hollins got that NBA money. That's he what I think he angry. Gave him. I think you broke off Rob G with a little of that NBA
now, just
because
I can see the way Chris looks right now, the look in his eye, he looks disgusted.
What?
And he's giving me the look that like he wants to take the spot in the hot seat rather than Ryan Holland.
In the hot seat.
He wants to redeem himself here. Chris, his opinion here in the hot seat, Jamal Murray was completely justified in trying to get 50 points at the buzzer last week against the Celtics. Chris, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
I do not want to hear professional athletes who are paid millions of dollars complaining about, he shouldn't have shot it. He dunked it. The game was over. They didn't need the points. If you're so mad about him getting 50, don't let him get 46. Don't let him get 48. You have 48 minutes to shut this man down, to show him how upset you were with the way he's shooting the ball. Then you get mad because he shoots it at the buzzer? Come on. And Kyrie Irving, you dribbled it off your knee.
All right,
to
Ryan,
show off.
Ryan, get him. You up first.
The one thing we know about winning, there's a right way to win. And from all the way from YMCA basketball to high school to college, there's a way. There are unwritten rules to this game. And when you cross those rules, you got to learn. And yeah, as a young fella, I've done stupider things, I will admit, but I had to learn. And Jamal Murray is too talented to be doing stupid stuff. And I'm glad that a veteran, my former teammate Kyrie Irving, spoke up, threw the ball in the crowd. He's better be glad he didn't throw the ball at his face.
Ryan Hollins, when Kyrie Irving dribbled the basketball off of his knee, he didn't have to do that. He could have done a regular crossover. Why'd he do it? To show up the Denver Nuggets. And I'm fine with it. I thought it was a great dribbling exhibition. But don't get mad when they show you up when you showed them up. That's all a brother's saying. Mic drop!
It ain't no mic drop.
That sounds like a mic getting dropped.
Was his time up?
I don't need no more time.
All right, I just
mic
wanted to
drop,
make sure.
Like I said.
All right, and the problem, once again, Chris, if you can't get it during the natural course of the game, it don't mean nothing. That's when you're supposed to get the 50 points in the natural playing of the game. He's wrong, and Kyrie was right to call him out because it's Bush League. That's not what it's about. It's not about just padding your stats. Who is he, Stat Padford? You know, like you want to add points and yards after the game's been already determined. That's not what it's about. It's about in the course of the game.
Was there time left on the clock, Rob Parker?
No, but the game was over.
No, it wasn't.
The game was over.
There was time left on the clock. The Celtics should have been defending to the buzzer.
So you the guy that liked it when Ricky Davis threw it off the backboard and tried to get a triple-double on the other team's hoop. You like that type of stuff, huh?
Nah, because that was cheap.
So was that. You something else, Chris Bussard.
And that's it for the hot seat. No winners that round. Nobody can keep it within the rules of the game. Always sitting after the bell, but Ryan Hall looks a little burned.
Yeah, he burned up. Break me off some of that NBA money you gave Rob G.
Hey,
because you know it wasn't 2-1.
Hey, Ryan, I got a big tube of cocoa butter for you. You'll be
all
right.
Yeah, we going to give you some aloe, man, them wounds, heal up those wounds.
That's right. We'll meet you in the infirmary. Hey, you'll be good.
Hey, you turned pink after that one, y'all. You don't know them cheeks is rosy red.
Next time.
All right, man, next time in studio.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll go eat. The loser will pay for lunch, dinner after.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
My apologies, fellas. I didn't get the personal text from y'all that I was waiting for.
I didn't think it really mattered. Some sour grapes.
I'm up the street. I'll be there next time. I'm up the street. I'll be there.
That was fun, brother.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
Great job.
Fellas, it's a blast as always, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Great.